Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Love this quiet.
You can't help it.
Can't help it. I'm going to shake it.
You're like, all right, it's just a bumper coming back from a break. We're fine. And like Randy let it go for a minute. He's like, you know what? I don't know. My body's feeling this now.
Miscle. He
started bubbling up. All right, we'll get to an NFL no huddle in a couple of minutes. Some NBA playoff conversation, probably around like 12:26. Because from 12:22 to 12:26, we're going to play the Greg Sankey audio from Destin, the SEC meetings, and react a little bit of what he had. Yeah, he's pretty fired up. And what's funny is, like, mad Greg Sankey is still, like,
really nice.
Pretty calm.
Yes.
Like, pretty, yeah. But he just kind of, his words are a little more direct, and you can see the veins popping out of his neck in the video.
Yes, parse.
So we'll get there. And then we'll get to the back page with the birthday boy, Bo Johnson, coming up at 12:40 as well.
Yeah, but he's,
birthday man.
Birthday man. I was trying to guess. I'm like,
how old?
Yeah. 48?
I think 9.
9? No.
You basically just add 2 years onto your birthday.
Okay.
Randy, I'm 2 years older than you.
Okay.
8.
Oh, 8. Okay. So you got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think because a couple weeks ago you said you were 48, because sometimes when you get close, you'll just start calling yourself the next age. So I remember that.
I think that was you. Yeah. I think you did that based on math.
Yeah, I did that based on math.
Yeah. Because this is the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
77.
No, because you called yourself 48 a couple weeks ago. And I was like, oh, is he? Oh, you didn't do that? Oh, okay. All right. Well, whatever.
I don't typically say my age because people are so judgy when they hear, like, oh, an age. And they're like, oh, wow, you should be acting a certain way.
Act like
or looking a certain way.
Who says it?
Everybody.
Man,
society.
I think all 48-year-olds should hope to have the energy that you have.
Yes.
Like, you, I don't know, you have the energy of a 21-year-old. And
very immature, thank you.
That's not what I mean. I mean, like you know, you go. You work your ass off, and you go. And you're not fat. Like, that's most, you know, that's good. You're doing great.
Yeah, man.
You got your hair.
Everybody's studying all that stuff, man.
You got cool T-shirts.
The phrase that they say you're only as old as you feel is a lie. It's not really true. You're only old as you want to be.
What
how you want to feel old. I don't – Bo is 48. Bo probably has more energy than people who are 38 or 28.
Yeah.
But people that are 28, 38 – are lazy as hell, most of them.
Some
now,
of them.
Bo work his ass off.
Yeah.
Bo got 14 jobs and he comes to the softball
team. It's true.
Yeah. I mean, that's energy. That's energy.
Yeah. So, yeah. Don't let your age define you.
Hell no.
Yeah. Define yourself.
Define your damn self.
Be your
punk.
Own definition.
Don't tell them to kick rocks.
All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right. OTAs begin today for the Atlanta Falcons. A lot of teams start today. A couple teams start tomorrow.
Yeah.
The teams with new coaches got the start already. But, what is organized team
activities?
Activities?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So generally, everybody's there for the most part, unless you're unhappy with your contract, right? If you're not at OTAs, that's kind of when we start talking about holdouts and stuff like that. Like James Cook isn't in Buffalo because he's unhappy with his contract.
Exactly.
According to Raheem, he hasn't seen Kirk today.
Yes.
Holdout?
Well, he's not holding. They coming.
It's a different thing, right?
Hey, man, Adam.
Because he doesn't want, like, a different contract.
Yeah. No, he doesn't want a different contract. He wants to get the hell out of Atlanta.
He just wants a different team.
He wants to get the hell out of Atlanta. And rightfully so. I mean, I understand what he's talking about. We're not wanting to be there. And I know Joe Patrick said, reiterated it. Ross said he has not seen him in the building.
Right.
So he might come through.
Right, exactly.
He might just be running late.
So, like, they didn't say he's not here.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris just said, I haven't seen him.
Yeah, I haven't seen him.
Okay.
And so that could be a case where, you know, he's running late or something like that. I know Jeremy Fowler was reporting that Kirk Cousins, at the very least, is on the Steelers' radar. They're still waiting on Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
They have a mandatory minicamp June 10th through the 12th. So,
okay.
I mean, is that the timeline where you want to have him on the team so we can – do a little something with the
somebody
guys.
Had a theory about why this is taking so long outside of just Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I don't know.
Did you said so? I thought you said something to me off air about, like,
he talking about he got all these personal stuff and with people in his life. So I'm like, all right, cool, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really care.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't really either. Care. The only like I care to the extent that I wish Kirk Cousins played for them.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Because the thing about it is, I think like, he
that's,
is
that's Kirk, the point
Kirk,
to which
Kirk
I care.
Is that kind of quarterback that's in limbo because right now it seems like Pittsburgh is the only team out there. I mean, they're not trading to New Orleans. So it just seems like right. Pittsburgh is the only logical place.
When Aaron Rodgers gave a quote on New Orleans,
yeah,
he said he doesn't want to live in Louisiana. I
exactly.
guess.
Yeah.
What's yeah, that about?
Yeah, like
Louisiana seems pretty cool.
Yeah, but it's what he is referring to, I think, is I mean, look, I know it because I said this on social media too. Look, heat and humidity is not for the weak. And he's referring to the hot. Then somebody hit me up with, he's from Southern California. Not the same.
Oh,
no,
it's not.
It is
no,
definitely
not
the same.
It is definitely.
We don't want you, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it is definitely not the
no,
same.
No, those are very different yes. types of heat.
Oh, my God. Somebody really said
Southern
that?
Southern California is warm.
Yes.
But, like, comfortably warm.
Breezy.
Yeah.
It's an ocean.
Yeah, you got the ocean breeze. It's a dry heat. Yeah, it's pretty nice. That's a person who's never been to the South in the summertime, I believe. All right. Anyway, here's what Raheem Morris said about the guys that are hopefully going to play for his team.
I think I just like to watch him, how he's been searching for the knowledge, you know, the system, putting it all together, being able to go out there and formulate how he's going to run his program, what he needs to do, how he's going to continue to get better. I think him, like, having a thought process of what it's going to look like for him in the next 3 weeks of OTA days, and then the next 5 weeks after that when we take our break, you know, coming back to training camp. I think all doing it for the first time as a starter for him is still a big learning curve, but I definitely like his approach. I like his open mindset. I like his ability to go out there and really get the guys going every day. I like his ability to sit back and debrief on those things when you ask him those questions. I like his ability to really figure it out and how he wants to do it better. With each individual part of his group, whether it be the team or whether it just be offense. He's a really conscientious young man, and that's just something I see him growing at every single day.
Yeah, I mean, you learn on the job. He's learning on the job, making this team
his. He's talking
his,
about Michael Penix.
Yeah, making
there.
This team his team, and you know, looking forward to hear what he – because he's going to speak today after the session. And so hopefully you get some more insight on what's going on in his mind. But it's his football team. It's his football team, and he is and because of where – the people upstairs are, as far as where their job is, they need him to be on. You know what I mean? And it ain't no – I know he played a little bit last year, but it ain't no like – because it's going to be growing pains. This is what football is. You're going to have those type of things, but it's how you get through those. And Michael Penix, they got to hit the ground running. There's so much pressure on him for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he plays well, they stay. He's going to be if he plays bad.
Oh, yeah.
If he don't play like he and continue to grow into what a lot of us think he's probably going to be as an NFL quarterback.
I mean, it's growing pains, but they have to be growing pains in wins.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, you can't be like, oh, well, he's still a young quarterback. I know that's five in a row. We're still bringing along the young quarterback. Oh,
nope.
Hell no.
Nope.
Hell no.
That luxury of a first-year starter doesn't exist.
Oh, hell no.
With the situation going on.
It damn sure does not.
The coaching staff and front office and all that. No, but that, I mean, what he's saying there is interesting just from the standpoint of, like, obviously he's been through it once as a member of the team, but now it's different with him being QB1,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, last year Kirk was there and Kirk was the starter and he was kind of learning from him and doing all the things he needed to do behind him, but knowing that he wasn't gonna be the starting quarterback and, you know, wasn't gonna be needing to have a voice in a lot of that this part of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now he is that guy.
Yes.
So this is, even though he's done it, this is all new to him in the role that he's in now. So good to hear that it sounds like it's going well. Hopefully it continues to. All right, here's Roddy White. This was really interesting. Roddy White, Harry Douglas, Julio Jones on their podcast that they've started. Roddy White, I mean, we know him.
Full episode drops today.
Full episode drops today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Legacy Locker Room is what the podcast is called. And, I mean, no secret to the fact that Kyle Shanahan and Roddy White didn't have a good relationship.
Yes.
The 1 year where they were together. Here's Roddy White talking about some of that.
You got to be real with me, man, because I'm about to lose my shit. He was like, I just don't see you as, like, the top four option on the team.
Oh, Lord.
I said, what? He was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, if the game was on the line, I would throw the ball to who? I would throw the ball to Jacob Tammy. I would throw the ball to Leonard Hankerson.
He ain't say that to your face.
This is what he told me. And then he said, and then I'll run a play for free to throw the ball to free. And then you.
He told you that?
He told me that.
All right, there's a couple of things. They did not get along.
Mm.
And I've seen Roddy sit talk before, like, yeah, I understand who's going to get the ball, but damn, I ain't chopped liver. And if he said Hankerson or Tammy, I would have punched him in his face.
Sounds like he did say that.
I would punch him in his face. Are you serious right now? And that right there seems like that's just a petty by Kyle, by him saying that to Rod. But, yeah, I mean, that's just that, – but that's him. That's Kyle. You know, he's an arrogant little – you know what?
He is, especially then.
Yes.
Doesn't it feel like whatever needed to happen – like, because him and Matt Ryan didn't have a great relationship that first year either.
Nope.
And then obviously they sat down in the offseason and got on the same page, went on to MVP season for Matt and all that. It feels like maybe somewhere in that some maturity took place. Maybe. I don't know.
It had to.
Because it seems like he's a little bit of a different dude than he was.
Yes, he is.
Then,
yes.
Now. But like,
but
that's pretty wild.
That's wild. And the conversation should have been. You know, I believe that, you know, when we're two men talking or something like that, but I'm going to have to go see DQ. And I'm going to say, hey, Dan, your boy over here tripping, man. Your boy over here tripping. And then I do remember that game where he made it a point to try to embarrass Roddy.
It
to me, that's what it looked like. I mean, you want the ball. Obviously, you want the ball. But it just went – it just seemed like he went out of his way.
Yeah. Because what was it? He targeted him something like three or four times in a row to start the game.
And, to me, we all want target, but for some reason that seemed different. It just felt different
for that to happen. Then at that point of the season, knowing what had led up to that, and then knowing conversations like that had taken place and stuff,
just felt different.
It's also wild to me to like be coaching in an NFL game with that, like doing petty stuff like that in a game that counts.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Yes,
like is that. That's crazy, right? Like, that doesn't happen.
It was just a weird.
You ever seen anything like that
before? No, I have not.
Like, I don't really like this guy. I'm going to show him.
Yeah. And it was a weird, weird, weird ass game. I do remember sitting there watching that game and not realizing what had happened between it.
Sure.
Just watching the game, like, it's kind of weird, huh?
It's pretty weird.
Okay. It seemed like you're trying to make a point.
Yeah.
But hey, probably it's all over and everything now. But yeah, that was just. To have that conversation, and then you throw the name. Okay, Julio. Yeah, okay, I got it.
Sure.
But then you're talking about Tammy, and you said Hankerson? Like, for real?
Hankerson.
Like for real, for real. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's just, you know, that's one of the things where it got to be a lot of loud talking, and somebody got to come in there because I'm about to, you know, because if not, I'm going to swing on this guy.
Yeah, because, I mean, at this point, this is Roddy's final year.
Yeah.
Like, this is a... It's a pretty well-respected dude in the organization's history.
Yes.
Now, he was a couple years removed from the 1,000-yard seasons because he had 1,000-yard seasons in a row.
Mm-hmm.
1,351 in 2012 was his best year. That's a great damn year.
Mm-hmm.
He was a couple years removed from that, but, like, he had fallen all the
Hankerson
way off.
And Tammy?
Then we're going to run a wheel route for free before we do. We're going to throw it to him out of the backfield.
That's just basically just – Yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
Damn.
Crazy.
Hank. Come on, man.
That's a great story, though. That's what you're looking for.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From podcasts like that.
Yeah, man.
That's a hell of a story from Roddy White. A little bit more detail from the final year of his Falcons career. All right, we'll come back. We'll let you hear from Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, talking about he knows good and well what's the best for college football, all right? He doesn't need any damn coordinated press releases to tell him about it. We'll talk some NBA playoffs as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.